Do you ever walk with your cheater glasses on? And I just did that. I was like, oh, wait, take them off. Let us pray. Oh, dear Lord, we give you thanks for this day, today. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, for the joy that it brings and the challenge that it brings. May we never take a single day of this one precious life you've given us for granted. Help us to love one another and to forgive one another as you have loved and forgiven us. Help us to be kind. Help us to be warm. Help us to focus on what you would like us to do. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So when I found out that it was Cathedral of the Pines Camp Sunday, I had a flashback to being up at camp one summer day, and Pastor Youngdahl came up to me when we were running around. It was a young married's weekend, and he said, hey, will you speak on what Cathedral of the Pines means to me? And I thought he meant in chapel that night up at camp with, you know, 20 or 30 people there. And I said, well, no. And he said, no, you're going to. It'll be great. It'll be great. You're going to do it. And all of you who knew Pastor Youngdahl knew that you just then said, okay, and you did whatever it was that he asked you. So I said, well, okay. And then he said, call my secretary. She'll tell you when it is. And I said, I thought you meant at camp tonight. And he said, no, I mean at Mount Olivet in Minneapolis. And I'm like, well, then absolutely no. And he said, oh, yeah, you'll be fine. And he walked away. And again, for those of us who knew him well, you knew that just meant, well, you were roped in for life then. So I went up to our very dirty attic that's in need of some Swedish death cleaning, and I dug out this old box, and I found this old cassette tape, and on it, it said Cathedral of the Pines Camp Sunday, and I went and borrowed a cassette player and played it. And it was so wonderful to hear Pastor Youngdahl's old voice when he was a younger man and to hear these words that I had spoken that morning. So I got out a paper and a pencil, and I wrote down what I said from the lectern that morning 22 years ago. And this is what I said. What would you do if someone asked you to stand behind this lectern on a Sunday morning in front of hundreds of people and actually speak? Well, I don't know about you, but I would say no, unless, of course, the person who asked you was Paul M. Youngdahl, and the thing he wanted you to talk about was Cathedral of the Pines Camp. Well, here I am. My name is Monica, and I love Cathedral of the Pines Camp. The first time I went to camp, it was 1973 in the year of our Lord. I had just finished third grade, and even though painfully shy, decided to go anyway. I hated swimming, I hated softball, I even hated arts and crafts, but I loved the rowdiness of mealtime, the serenity of chapel, and the closeness I felt to my cabin mates during our evening devotions. I returned to camp each summer after that, first as a camper, then as a work staffer, a counselor, and finally as a full-time summer camp staff member. Each summer was totally different from the one before, and yet somehow totally the same. One year, I had a crush on Danny. My best friend was Nancy. Pastor was riding in his golf cart Cushman, and God was in the chapel on the lake. The next year, I had a crush on Steve. My best friend was Debbie. Pastor gave us a ride in his boat, and God was in the chapel on the lake. The next year, I had a crush on Pastor. I ate too many Rice Krispie bars, and God was in that chapel on the lake. Looking back as an adult now, I realize that while we kids were busy laughing, making friends, and having fun, God was busy teaching us through Pastor and his staff. We learned how to pray out loud without being embarrassed. We learned how to talk about God with our peers. We learned that gossip is bad and helping others is good. We learned that being a Christian is fun. Our excitement for camp naturally spilled over into our excitement for Mount Olivet. When I fell in love, I brought my fiancé to Mount Olivet, and we stood right here and we were married. When our first son, Jack, was born, we drove up from Chicago, we brought him to Mount Olivet, and stood right here and had him baptized. When our second son, Benjamin, was born, we brought him to Mount Olivet, we stood right here and had him, too, baptized. When our third son, Elijah, was born, we brought him to Mount Olivet, we stood right here and had him, too, baptized. The day we learned that our son Jack had autism, again, we came to Mount Olivet, we kneeled right here, and we prayed for help. And here we found it. At Mount Olivet, we found a safe place for him and a support group for us. Whenever life has handed me a hurdle and I find myself alone and in a dark corner, I remember the God of my childhood, the God I met at Cathedral of the Pines Camp, and I turn to him for guidance. Each Sunday, as I walk the halls of Mount Olivet, greeting other moms and dads who are dropping their kids off at Sunday school, I smile because I met most of them while we ourselves were yet children at Cathedral of the Pines Camp. I marvel then that we who grew up there are all raising our children to know God's grace and God's love. Coincidence? I don't think so. I think it's because God was in that chapel on the lake. My husband finally came to camp last year with our young marrieds group to see what I had been going on about for all these years. As we sang in church that Sunday morning, I looked at Tom. His eyes were filled with tears. Allergies, he said. I smiled, knowing that God was in that chapel on the lake. 22 years ago, I spoke those words, and I still believe every last one of them to be true. There aren't a whole lot of things in life for which you hold on to, for which your passion doesn't fade, but which grows. And for many, many of us, our love for COP not only doesn't fade, but like our faith grows when we share it with others. Many of you have shared with me that even better than going to camp is the privilege of sending your grandchildren to camp. And knowing that you feel it is the singular best thing you can do for your child or your grandchild's faith tells me that God's fingerprints are all over COP. You just can't help but feel hopeful seeing those tiny angels coming to faith week after week, year after year. It's as natural as the sun rising each morning, and you can feel God's presence there. Little tiny angels hopping off that bus wide-eyed, not knowing what on earth to anticipate, within hours are praying out loud in chapel. Thank you, Lord, for my counselor, for candy, for my mom and dad, and for this wonderful camp on the very first night. While moms and dads are back home worrying and checking the weather and wondering how their precious little angels are faring, those budding little Lutherans are sitting in that beautiful old wooden chapel with the arms of their counselors draped over their tiny shoulders, gazing out at the lake and the hills and the cross, and hearing the words of our camp psalm, "A I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and of earth, the very first night. Unlike school or work or life, when we can feel like we must perform or do or be a certain way to be successful or to be loved or even to be accepted, at camp, all are loved and welcomed exactly as we are. We need to gather simply to have fun. We forget to do that, don't we? To have fun. We need that. And at camp, we get it. We laugh and we sing and we talk about our faith and we feel God's love. A few summers ago, we began a new group at camp called Higher League, a group of young men and women just returning from their first year in college. At 11 p.m. that Thursday night, just before the buses were arriving from the cities, the staff all gathered on the ball field, pitch black, but for a sky filled with stars. We couldn't wait to see our little campers all grown up, kids we'd shared camp with since they were in the third grade, now in college and at work. As the buses pulled in, we all started cheering and jumping up and down and welcoming them with hugs and with tears to a place we have all loved since they came piling off the buses, pillows in hand, just like they had been doing since third grade. Guys instinctively removed their caps, and we all walked silently into the chapel, candles lit, eternal flame burning, and Christy began leading us in our familiar hymn, "Sing when the day is bright, sing through the darkest night, every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing." And in that moment, they knew that whatever had happened that year, whatever they had been through, whatever they had done that they never imagined themselves doing, that in that moment they remembered, "Oh yes, this is who I am, a beloved, forgiven child of God, always welcomed, always loved." And we knew in that instant that like each generation that had entered those holy gates before, and like each generation to come, that whenever life hands them a hurdle and they find themselves alone in a dark corner, that they will remember the God of their childhood, the God they met while at Cathedral of the Pines camp, and turn to him for guidance, because God is in that chapel on the lake. Amen.